encouraging us to continue to, you know, to negotiate. It's pretty clear to us that there's a strategy out there to try to drive the education bill separated from the UI bill. We're not going to let that happen. These are jobs bills for all, jobs for teachers, jobs for other workers as well. And we're going to make sure that they stick together, as we always do every year at the end of a session. There's four, five, six issues every year that kind of go together. This is no different from any other year, but they're important. These are all about jobs. That's how we're approaching it. We're ready to sit down and finish the job if people will talk to us. And, you know, we had a meeting set up this morning and it was canceled. So we're going to try it again to sit down and continue the dialogue, but it's, you know, it takes two to talk. And
the governor said that, or the speaker said the governor agreed with him that these bills should stand on their own.
No, the governor thinks we should keep negotiating. He understands the process. It's usually Speaker Bauer who's insisting that several things go together in order to get to a deal. Suddenly this year that's not the process. I don't understand that, but I will tell you that the governor stands with us in the fact that we think we can get out of here soon if we'll just sit down and finish the job.
Right, is that what you're saying too?
Yeah, the Senate has put a great compromise on the table. It's been there since last Thursday. I went through the details on the floor of the House today because most of the members weren't even aware that the offer had been made. It includes delay in the tax increase. It includes some key job provisions. It includes flexibility for schools. It's a great compromise, and the Speaker's clearly holding out for a single issue on a union classification issue, and it just isn't the right way to leverage those key issues, jobs and funding for local schools, for this single labor issue. It's just not the right way to do it.
How is the trust between Republicans and Democrats? Is there any, or?
Sure there is.
Yeah.
We're working fine in the Senate together, and I think Brian and everyone has tried very hard to keep the tone civil over in the House right now. You know, the problem is we're here a week later than we should be right now, and there's no reason that we couldn't have had this wrapped up last Friday. Nevertheless, you know, it's water under the bridge. We're doing all we can to keep the dialogue communication open, but we're that close. Okay, we're that close. These things need to work together as a sequential series of issues. We made that clear from the start. It's going to be fine once everybody sits down at the table again, but until they do, you know, all we're going to hear is be talking to you guys. We need to be talking to the House leadership over there, and it's time we did that.
Do you need the governor involved at this point?
I don't think so. I mean, the governor's informed of what's going on. He's encouraging us. He's encouraged the speaker. But I guarantee you the governor's not suggested we decouple these issues. Far from it. But he does encourage us all to keep talking. That's clearly going to get us to yes eventually. So.
Do you think you can get out here by Friday?
I'd like to.
We could have been out of here last Friday.
Yeah.
So we could clearly be out this Friday.
Absolutely.
Is this meeting in reaction to the speaker's meeting with the governor?
No, we had a scheduled meeting to talk today, and we had planned it around this time. So I think it was more impromptu with the speaker coming down to talk to the governor. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You betcha.